samo odricanje od svih djelatnosti bez predanog služenja gospodina ne može osobi donijeti sreću. Ali misalna osoba koja predano služi može odmah dostići svevišnjeg. Smisao. Postoje dvije vrste srca.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Vachanine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Satyade Shatanine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Sanyasastu Bhava Vodukam Aptum Ayogata Yoga Yukto Munir Brahma Nachirena Digachati. Translation: merely renouncing all activities, yet not engaging in the devotional service of the Lord, cannot make one happy. But a thoughtful person engaged in devotional service can achieve the Supreme without delay.
Samo odricanje od svih djelatnosti bez predanog služenja gospodina ne može osobi donijeti sreću, ali misalna osoba koja predano služi može odmah dostići svevišnjeg.
To renounce material life, but at the same time to retain material attachment is hypocrisy.
Odreći se materijalnog života, ali u isto vrijeme sadržati materijalne vezanosti je licemjerje.
The examples have been often stated are the monkeys.
Primjeri koji se često daju su majmuni.
Externally they look very renounced.
Izvana oni žive vrlo odvojeno.
But internally, they are still extremely attached to sense gratification with the opposite sex.
Ali unutra su jako vezani za čudno uživanje sa suprotnim spolom.
Now there is a law of nature.
Postoji zakon prirode.
That is that ultimately your desires will in some ways become manifested.
A to je da će želje na neki način biti manifestirane.
And I want to narrate you a heart-touching story.
Želim vam, ispričati priču koja će vas dirnuti u srce.
It's about a yogi who used to meditate underneath the water of the Yamuna.
To je priča o yogiju koji je meditirao, pričala meditirati na dnu rijeke Yamuna.
He was very powerful.
Bio je vrlo moćan.
And did not need to take in fresh air. He just could remain in the water.
Nije mu trebao svjež zrak za disanje, mogao je ostati pod vodom.
Now, by external standards, measuring him by external standards, one might get the understanding that he was extremely self-controlled and mind-controlled.
Prema izvanjskim standardima može se misliti da je bio izuzetno samovladan, toliko je čula i um.
Imagine, you could stop the breathing process and sit underneath the water. This would mean you would have a high degree of control over your body and mind.
Zamislite da možete prestati sa procesom disanja i ostati pod vodom, to znači da jako dobro možete kontrolirati svoje tijelo i um.
But no, we hear that when he saw two fishes enjoying sense gratification, which each other right before his eyes, his mind became attracted.
Ali čuli smo da kada je on vidio dvije ribe kako su uživanje u čunom uživanju pred njegovim, neposredno pred njegovim očima, on je ostao uzdeviren, privučen.
And he actually had to leave the water
and to that.
And you know, go for marriage. So you can see from this and many other examples that an external display of renunciation will not help.
Iz ovdje mnogih drugih primjera možete vidjeti da izvanjska predstava od odricanja neće pomoći.
Srila Prabhupada, he said that in his youth he once saw a so-called yogi, powerful yogi, who went into a village to show his yoga potencies.
Srila Prabhupada je ispričao jednom da je u mladosti vidio jednog moćnog jogija koji je otišao u selo da prikaže svoje jogičke moći.
And he chanted some mantras in order to ignite a fire just by the power of his mantras.
On je izpirao neke mantre da bi zapalio vatru jednostavno na temelju moći tih mantri.
But Srila Prabhupada actually saw before that he had mixed the two chemicals in the wood, so to say, underneath the wood, and by the chemical combination a spark of fire was created who burned the whole thing.
Ali Srila Prabhupada vidio prije toga, prije te predstave da je on pomiješao dvije kemikalije, čije se kombinacije pojavila iskra i tako se stvorila vatra koja je spalila cijeli svijet sve to.
Externally he looked like a yogi, but he was actually an ordinary cheater.
Izvana je izgledao kao yogi, ali je unutra bio u stvari obična varalica.
So, in our Krishna consciousness we should ask ourselves the questions, are we bona fide bhakti yogis? Or are we just externally imitating the activities of a bhakti yoga yogi? How do you feel about this question? Is it interesting for you, this question? Do you want to be a real bhakti yogi or someone who's just externally displaying all the symptoms but internally is not so rooted?
Želite li biti pravi bhakti yogi ili želite biti neko ko izvana stira određene simptome, ali to nije u njemu duboko ukorijenjeno?
I think the question is obvious. We want to be deeply rooted in Krishna consciousness. That's why we join here. That's clear. Krishna looks, if we are bona fide devotees, he doesn't look at the external display. Let me tell you a shocking story. Once there was a Brahmana who followed all Shastric rules and injunctions. He was Paka.
Paka
Brahmana. He somehow lived next to the house of a prostitute.
On je živio u blizini kuće jedne prostitutke.
That disturbed him greatly.
Yoga jako zmierało.
Every day when the prostitute received a customer, then he rolled the stone before her house. So that at the end of the life there was almost like a Himalaya mountain before the unfortunate prostitute. Now it so happened that both of them, Brahmana and prostitute, left their bodies at exactly the same time. And came before the gates of Vaikuntha. The prostitute passed. And when the Brahmana came, this is a mistake. I'm so perfect. And she is so imperfect. Look at my activities and look at her activities. No, said the god of Vaikuntha. She was always thinking of Krishna. My Dragi Krishna, please protect me. I am so fallen. This is the only way I can earn my livelihood. Please forgive me. She was thinking of Krishna. But you were always thinking, ah, that's the dirty prostitute. I don't want to think what she does now. You were always thinking of sex life. You have to take many more births to be purified from this desire. So this little story, which I think many of you have heard already, points out what is the essential point in Krishna consciousness. We cannot just be detached from matter. We must become attached to Krishna. If we do not become attached to Krishna, our detachment from matter is only temporary. If we do not become attached to Krishna, our detachment from matter is only temporary. You want to that I say it the third time? It's a very important sentence. That's all right. So important. There are four activities of a devotee who has become attached to Krishna. These four activities remain the goal of all devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness. By these four activities, our attachment to Krishna can be solidified. The first point is a devotee always thinks of Krishna. This is possible in the movement for Krishna consciousness if we regularly read about the books of Srila Prabhupada. And if we reflect during our days, the points which we have absorbed from the transcendental literature.
jako tokom dana razmišljamo o poantama koje smo odgubili iz transcendentalne literature.
Yes. Then we shall become a devotee.
Zatim treba postati bhakta.
Devotee means with a whole heart.
Bhakta znači punim srcem.
Not only with the activities.
Ne samo sa djelatnostima.
Then we should thirdly worship Krishna in some ways.
Zatim treće trebamo na neki način obožavati Krishna.
And the fourth way is we should offer our obeisances to Krishna.
I četvrto je trebamo odati poštovanje Krishna.
These are the four activities of a genuine devotee of the Lord.
To su četiri aktivnosti pravog gospodina Bhakte.
From time to time, please think about these four activities.
S vremena na vrijeme, molim vas, razmislite o te četiri djelatnosti.
For instance, let us think about today's day.
Na primjer, razmislimo o današnjem danu.
How often have you thought of Krishna today?
Koliko ste puta pomislili na Krishnu danas?
Kalini? Maybe when you took prasadam? Then you might have thought, oh, Krishna is so merciful, he gives me prasadam. Or maybe when you worshipped your deity. Then you thought, oh, Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, I can serve. Yes. Sundarananda, how many times have you thought of Krishna? So you prayed to Krishna?
Yes.
Yes, that's natural. When we are in a heavy situation, we tend to think more of Krishna. Queen Kunti prays that, oh Krishna, please send dangerous situations again, because then I easily think of you.
On kaže, Krishna, molim te, pošalji opasne situacije, jer se njima lako sjećam tebe, da bi jako lako mislim na tebe.
Aren't we strange creatures?
Zar nismo mi čudno stvorenje?
We human beings. When we feel a little happy, we forget Krishna.
Kad smo malo sretni, zaboravimo Krishna.
And when we feel threatened by some danger, oh, my dragi, let us leave. How often have you thought of Krishna today? It's an interesting question, isn't it? I thought of Krishna a few times because I noticed that Gopal was not in a good driving mood today, and he, by his false ego, he couldn't accept that. So I was thinking of Krishna. He has no false ego. By his Gopalness, he couldn't.
On nije bio baš u dobrom gorečkom raspoloženju, srozili, ali nije, zahvaljujući od svoje gorke palnosti, nije mogao to prihvatiti.
Amazing, you know, he kicks a car, a bus with this mirror. No, I knew this. It's all right, it's just a gorke palnosti, and there's something special. So, then I thought of Krishna when we were in a dangerous situation, and also when we were chanting, I thought, oh,
so nice that I can share with everybody when I was thinking like this. But now where I sit here, I feel I could have thought much more about Krishna. Then let us do the become Krishna's devotee. Have you become Krishna's devotee today?
Yes, I postulate Krishna Bhakta Danas.
Have you purposely thought yourself as being a part of Krishna?
Yes, I svjesno razmišljali o sebi kao o djeliću Krishna.
Have you identified yourself as being in the family of Krishna?
Yes, I se poistovjetili sa osobom iz Krishna obitelji.
It's an interesting question.
To je zanimljivo pitanje.
Then worship Krishna.
Onda obožavajte Krishna.
Have you done something today in worship of Krishna?
Jeste li učinili danas nešto u obožavanju Krishna?
What were you thinking this morning when you stood before the deities?
Što ste mislili ovog jutra, danas ujutro, kada ste stajali pred božanstvom?
Did you think of how nice you are and how you are now worshipped with flowers, my dear Lord?
Da li ste mislili kako je gospodin divan i kako ga se sada obožava s cvijećem, dragi gospodine?
Or today, how many obeisances have you made to Krishna?
Koliko ste puta odali poštovanje Krishna danas?
Maybe around 2, which each entrance to the temple, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, then in the evening for the greeting of the guest too, that means 9. I think you have done 11 obeisances today. If you have taken part in all the programs. What type of obeisances did you do today? Were you purposefully thinking that you are now bowing down before the Supreme Lord? Or is it just an automatism? See, in Germany the newest fashion is a person will dress with a mask and a hat and a coat and boots, and this will be sprayed all in gold. And he stands like this there. And then all of a sudden he goes like stands like this again. 100 people are around him. Bravo! Paying money. We could do our whole temple. We would just all go like this, send them all to Germany. No, honestly, it makes much money in Germany. They so admire the people. So, how do you classify your basis?
U koju kategoriju spada vaše odavljeno poštovanje?
This man who stands for 6 hours,
čovjek koji stoji 6 sati,
makes this, he doesn't think much about it, what he does.
On puno ne razmišlja o tome što čini.
Where your obeisances in this category, maybe?
Možda, da li su u toj kategoriji vaše poštovanje?
You answer these questions to yourself. If you want to study these four activities in the, of a devotee and understand if you are fulfilling the mark, please read in the 18th chapter, text number 64, I believe.
65.
We should mold our lives in such a way that we will actually be able to think of Krishna and never forget him. That is the purpose of our human life. I want to thank you very much for listening so carefully. Please kindly forgive me if I have agitated your thoughts a little bit. But it's very, very important that each one of us becomes a real happy and fulfilled devotee. That only will make us happy. And then only we will be able to spread the Krishna consciousness movement far and wide. Do you have any questions regarding the points which we have raised this evening? So you wonder if the process really works.
Yes.
If you honestly look in your heart, you see that the promised result has not yet come. Is it working? To have material desires is unfortunately natural for the conditioned soul. It's called asat trishna, or the taste for things which are not related with Krishna. That's the existential condition of a fallen soul in this material world.
To se naziva asa triša, imati ukus stvari koje nisu povezane s Krišom. To je egzistencijalno stanje, stanje postojanja uvjetovnih duša i palih duša u svijetu.
And there's only one way really to become free from this.
Postoji samo jedan pravi način da se oslobodimo toga.
And it is to come to the stage of steady devotional service.
A to je doći do nivoa postojanog predanog služenja.
Uninterrupted and unmotivated.
Neprekidno i nemotivirano.
We have to practice to come to this level.
Moramo vježbati da bismo došli do tog nivoa.
When we have not yet found our devotional service, and therefore we do something here and something there and then again something there, we will see how these material desires go more because of the steady performance of devotional service.
Onda ćemo vidjeti kako sve više i više te nazive želje nas ostavljaju odlaze na tih postaja u predanom služenju.
We have often seen both in our own lives as well as the lives of devotees that if they keep, steady devotional service, if they keep to a steady devotional service, they actually overcome material desires quite successfully.
Zato smo vidjeli u našem vlastitom životu i u životu mnogi vata da ako su postane prednom služenju, ako nastave se postane prednom služenju, onda se oslobađaju materni želja.
We need to pray for that.
Moramo se moliti za to.
My dear Lord, please give me the strength to always serve you.
Dragi moji gospodine, molim te daj mi snagi da te uvijek mogu služiti.
Now there is another answer to your question. A devotee who has good Vaishnava relationships, friends amongst devotees, he feels very satisfied. Do you have friends in Krishna consciousness? A devotee has to do four things, relate to four people in four different ways.
Bhakta mora uraditi četiri stvari, odnositi se prema četiri vrste osobe u četiri različite načine.
Yes, to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mora obožavati svevišnju božansku osobu.
That we do quite well.
To mi radimo prilično dobro.
We rise early.
Ustajemo rano.
We see the Lord on the altar.
Vidimo gospodina na altaru.
We eat only preparations which previously have been offered to the Lord.
Jedemo samo preparacije koje su prethodno ponuđene gospodinu.
We chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Pjevamo mantru Hare Krishna Maha Mantru.
For 2 hours.
2 sata.
And I mean this is quite a lot, you know, if you add it together. We hear about him in the lectures, even if we are bored to death.
Kako zbrojimo sve te stvari, to je prilično mnogo, slušamo također o gospodinu na lekcijama i ako nam se dosađujemo na smrt, dosađujemo.
We invest this time.
Mi investiramo
just for Krishna.
Za Krishna.
If you add it together, it's a lot.
Ako zbrojimo se skupa sve to, to je puno.
Sigoni daiki, jai! We say, sigoni daiki, jai.
Mi kažemo, sigoni daiki, jai.
Sing the holy name. We worship quite a lot during the day. Then a devotee should avoid the demons. That we also do quite all right. Then a devotee should preach to the innocent. That is also going on nicely. Consider even from this temple, so much preaching is going on.
Ako razmotrite čak i iz ovog hrama i da puno propovjedanja.
Sanketan.
Harinam.
Prasati slibuću.
Dijeljno pošarima.
Medija preaching.
Propovjedanje medijima.
Meshless gift preaching.
Propovjedanje meshless gift.
Radio show preaching.
Radio show propovjedanje.
Preaching. So, okay, these three activities we are very good in. Worship
Krishna.
Hare Krishna, the man from the night. Worship Krishna, avoid the demons and preach to the innocent. But dragi devotees, there is also fourth point, that is to cultivate friendship with devotees. How good are we in this? I was noticing when I asked, do you have a friend in Krishna consciousness? The eyes will go like...
Metio sam kad se vas pita, ali imate li prijatelj u svjetski kliše, oči su više ovako.
To think about them.
Ovi ste malo da zmislite o tom prijatelju.
So if we develop good devotional friendships,
ako razvijemo dobre, dobro devotijska prijateljstva,
then we'll do us very good.
To će biti jako dobro za nas.
Material desires won't be so strong. Because they only come, desires only come if we feel dissatisfied in some ways. And most of the time, we as human beings are dissatisfied because of relationships.
Najveći dio vremena mi ljudska bića smo nezadovoljni zbog odnosa s drugima.
You think, oh, he didn't like me. Here is a misunderstanding going on.
Evo ovdje nerazumijevanja.
And here I must be careful to express my mind.
Ovdje moram biti pažljiv kada
So much misery is coming from interpersonal relationships which are not on the spiritual level. Not for you.
Zašto je ljudima sa zapada lakše prihvatiti Boga kao impersonalni Brahman, kao bez osoblje, nego kao osobu, kao Krišnu. Mislim, mnogo puta kada propovijedamo, naiđemo na ljude koji ne mogu prihvatiti da je Krišna osoba, kojima se više sviđa neko pojmenje Boga kao impersonalni.
Why does the media like more perception of God as impersonal Brahman, as a person than personal? Why they can't accept that Krishna is a person?
The reason is that there is no need to surrender to an impersonal God. Impersonal God has no desire.
Impersonal God nema želja.
No instruction.
Nema instrukcije.
No law.
Nema zakona.
Do anything.
Možeš bilo što učiniti.
I'm sorry that this is... I feel this is the answer, so... Anyone else?
We were speaking about how we must cultivate friendships with devotees.
Mm-hmm.
Now my question is, can you explain the relationship between friendship with some devotee and being familiar, which is not good because we know that if if you are familiar, that can lead to offenses. Especially for the young devotees, how can we really develop friendship with someone, because we come from a material world where everyone is familiar on the material platform.
The first point in developing friendship is, in spiritual life, you must recognize the person as a servant of Krishna. The second point is, you must respect his being different from you. And accept him like his own person. The third is, you must relate to him on the Krishna conscious level. Then you can develop friendship. This will be our last question for this evening, because otherwise we will be too tired, actually.
Very often I have experience, especially in Bhagavatam, that my consciousness is fixed in my service and following the instruction of the Krishna of the Spirit of Master. And I feel that I must go deep in Krishna consciousness. Mm-hmm. But I can do it.
You cannot.
Cannot. Why can't you?
The reason, yes, the reason is maybe that you think you should go deep. So Narayananda, the Sankatan leader, should become now a deep devotee. Otherwise, Sandharananda, the Sankirtan leader and Sankirtan devotee, will not distribute enough books. Therefore, he must find the technique of getting deep.
So one more branch technique, how could the person do book?
This thing, maybe. To go deep in Krishna consciousness is a question of getting the vilasa. It's not really a technique. It depends on someone else than Sandharananda the Sankirtan Leader. Or, you know, Sankirtan devotee, I'm not wanting to say that you are maybe falsely impressed by your position in devotional service. I'm just saying the main idea why devotees cannot go deep is because they try to go deep on their own. But when you genuinely want the mercy, my dear Gaunita, I have no good qualifications. Please help me. Then it is very difficult. then it's very, then all of a sudden the difficult becomes easy. Have you noticed this? When this attitude is there, and it's difficult to produce it in the heart, and like, okay, now I'm really thinking, now I know. I will think I'm very fallen. This is a secret.
It's the trigger that I don't understand. Jako teško proizvesti u sebi, ne možete misliti da sada ja sam, sad ću misliti da sam jako pao.
No, if you genuinely, without a big fall, show, you know, understand a tiny position, then it's very relieving in the heart.
Ako je iskreno, bez velikog šova, shvatite svoj mali položaj, onda to oslobađujuće.
And the mercy comes.
I mi uzdala sam.
Yes, she does. Over there, no? So I thank you once again very much for your kindness. I was not long ago we were in Zagreb, but somehow only died. And some merciful to again give us shelter under their feet. Very nice. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai!
Sri Gaur Nitai ki
jai!
Gaur Prema
ki jai! And I thought, well, I'm still a young man, not really a young man. I'm in my best year.
Always the control of the
we are a very humble citizen.
This exemplified by Arjuna. And Krishna wants his devotees to understand this. If a devotee does not understand this, he will be in trouble. Trouble will come. I want to draw your attention to yet another very nice lila where the Lord describes his devotees.
Here
they are, the
Jewish partners, my name is.
It was right after the battle of
Kurukshetra,
when the genius son of Dronacharya, when the son of Dronacharya was trying to take revenge. Do you remember? The battle was already over, the Pandavas had won. Now Dronacharya, the son, was so enraged. In the night, he came in and he killed the five sons of
He
wants to really hurt the Pandavas. So you do this to a father, that he kills his son, or his daughter, you know, to kill him, that he really cannot keep him. It's like putting a glowing fear into his chest. So then, Arjuna followed the chariot of Ashwatthama, the punishment.
Arjuna did a struggle for Ashwatthama,
Then Ashwatthama did something which we usually don't do.
And Ashwatthama was in the next of the
He threw an atom bomb. Brahmastra, like an atom
bomb.
You don't need a Brahmastra to kill one person. He just was so afraid of Arjuna that he just took it. At that time, Bhima, the brother of the family, saw that. And there is only one thing that you can do when you say the Brahmastra comes. You have to pay your obeisances to the weapon and, you know, pull it down. So Krishna said to Bhima, get down, pull down. Now you have to pull down the steel for it.
I tell him more to box my family to keep it down.
And finally, just before Krishna, really identify.
Yeah, or I'm not just say Krishna, if you see be my own state for more from the all of the planet for the kind of
the last minute of the over him. And the great word has to be Krishna.
Pero Daniel si fondi è drammata attraverso altre globali di pubblico della mia
intenzione. Then I just do not smile and keep on asking and he took another branch and then come there.
And I do not smile per il gruppo, I mean, I was a group of Brahmastu and I mean, I was a group of
Brahmastu. We also have to get down on our knees.
And it's a first term of Bhakti Master 40 minutes.
We should not stand up proudly.
Make them all start to form from
before the forbidden force of the person of letting you live there. Krishna doesn't want his devotees to live in a false world of their own illusions.
Krishna is an ego bhakti guru, bhakti spiritual bhakti guru.
And therefore, he makes arrangements so that devotees have to act in a humble and do Krishna wants to say. But everything becomes easy in Krishna consciousness if the devotee understands these two
principles.
One, you will have to perform some stronger principality. And our austerity is really that we, each one of us, has a mission in this upper
life.
Then we fix ourselves and do everything necessary to make this service
effective.
And then the other thing is, while we are engaged in this mission, our personal mission of our life, we should remember to say, everyone sit here. What is the matter? This state is not healthy. So So and let us be open for the lessons of the Lord. Who will save us? So this finally we have our spiritual form. all the contaminations of material existence which are over the heart to be raised. We can, now it is possible, as I said earlier, it all becomes very easy if we just understand I have to do service to this kind of life. Through service, because our mind will be perfectly controlled. Like I think you all remember when about the text of Arjuna. When Dronacharya took all the young princes, Pandavas and Kauravas, to the final examination. They had to show their expertise to weaponry by shooting an arrow into the eye of a
think of that. The service category is Krishna, the second to Vaishnava is just the element, that is the territory of the offer of the
And first, one to shoot for Duryodhana.
Very quick, you put it here, Duryodhana.
So, this Dronacharya, what are you seeing?
Dronacharya, I think I was sorry.
I see you, the Duryodhana.
And during the record of meeting tenant,
the other senses,
during winter,
and until the truth,
during the one,
the inside, I see the paper bird.
You do it within a particular routine?
You're not even qualified to start shooting. Arjun, what do you see?
Arjuna, the TV.
I see the eye of the bird.
Arjuna, the collision of all of you.
All the things.
The one is dying. And all the threat is going to.